Michigan poll, Tudor Dixon in dead heat with Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. By Ashley Oliver on October 24, 2022. Republican Tudor Dixon is continuing her late surge in the Michigan governor's race to the point that she has now caught up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, according to a poll published Sunday. The poll, conducted by the Trafalgar Group from October 18 to October 21, found Dixon and Whitmer tied with 48% support each, while 2% of the poll's respondents said they were undecided. Dixon, a conservative commentator and former steel industry businesswoman, was polling behind Whitmer by double digits when she first secured her primary victory in August. Dixon had entered the gubernatorial race as a political newcomer and won the primary as an underdog with the help of endorsements from former President Donald Trump and Michigan's wealthy DeVos family. Dixon's campaign has since picked up momentum, as indicated by recent polls revealing a tight race that is coming within the poll's margins of error. Dixon's upward trajectory continued with her show of confidence and preparedness in a debate against Whitmer in mid-October. During the face-off, Dixon highlighted Whitmer's inability to identify any abortion restrictions whatsoever that she supports, as well as Whitmer's habit of circumventing Michigan's legislative body while serving as governor. As Dixon noted in the debate, Whitmer has issued more vetoes than any other governor has in decades. And, in the midst of mandating her notoriously stringent coronavirus policies, Whitmer relied on her emergency powers so heavily that the state Supreme Court was compelled to step in and remove those powers. While Whitmer and Democrat groups supporting the governor have consistently far outraised and outspent Dixon, as detailed by MLive, Dixon has nevertheless garnered a wide range of support for her campaign. In addition to Trump and the DeVos family, Dixon has picked up endorsements from nearly two dozen county sheriffs, a 12,000-member police union, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the Detroit News, and, most recently, former Democrat presidential contender Tulsi Gabbard, who recently left the Democrat Party because of what she described as the party's cowardly wokeness. The Trafalgar poll was conducted among 1,079 likely general election voters and had a margin of error of plus or minus 2.9%. Write to Ashley Oliver at Oliver@Breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @AshOliver.